This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The hardest day.
I'm Matt
the day
Piper,
you hear.
FBI Director Cash Patel says on social media that
is
the
just
Bureau
one
is investigating
day
what
at the
he
Leukemia
calls
and Lymphoma
Terror
Society. We
Boulder,
are here to help
Colorado.
You move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment.
People with Molotov cocktails who are
to learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. The protest.
Video shows
my best
a person
friend.
Being taken away
they
on a stretcher.
Always there for
a shirtless
me when
man
I
is also
break.
Seen being
I
detained
also
by
cigarettes
police.
Were my best friend.
Colorado Governor Jared
and then they
Polk
gave me peripheral
says in a statement,
disease.
Hate-filled acts of any kind are unacceptable. Meantime,
actually,
in Gaza,
strokes.
More than 30 people
I
were killed when an
aid
distribution site became deadly.
Here's my tip.
Hamas says
if
it was
cigarettes
Israel,
are your friend,
Israel denies
you need
it.
A better friend.
Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
You can quit.
It is still
for
not clear exactly what happened in Rafah.
A message
in the
from the
Gaza
CDC.
Strip early Sunday.
The Todd Allboy Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owners, I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Wild, has never once told me what to say. And encourages us to speak the truth. Why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening
out
there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Alba Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again? Having a couple more town halls?
Yes, no player. Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than people show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from Congress.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
11 injured. It happened at
Yo,
a high school party.
I'm your old
the FBI's
basketball.
James
Barkley
Jr.
Haven't seen you out on the courts
the
in a while.
FBI's number one priority.
Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support here, services right here in the community.
Partners,
and that's a slam
Taba,
dunk.
Sheriff's Office,
donate today.
In the State Bureau of Investigation.
Hey,
getting exercise can help in the battle
to
against cancer.
To find your nearest
that's
Goodwill locations
to study,
and to learn more about
BBC's
our mission, please visit goodwill.org.
Exercise has been found to help cancer patients live longer.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wiss.fm/contest-terms.
37% lower risk of dying.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service.
All right, happy Saturday night, everybody. I am Rocker here with Jane. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Make sure to log on, check out our repeat shows, and stream or find a station to listen to across Wisconsin and download the Civic Media app and take us everywhere. We're going to kick this off with a double dip, and we'll tell you why in just a minute. James Brown, this is The Funky Drummer. You listen to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shade. God, it's rain. Cut out the lights. Call the law. Cut out the light and call the law. Standing over there, the devil's son-in-law. Thank you.
devil's honey.
Thank you.
The name of this tune is the Funky Drummer. The Funky Drummer. The Funky Drummer. The Funky Drummer.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
On the scene,
get on up
like a sex machine.
Get on up,
get up,
get on up.
Stay on the scene,
get on up
like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute, shake your arm, then use your palm. Stay on the scene like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling, sure your bone. Get it together, right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
You got to get that. You give me fever and a cold sweat. The way I like it is the way it is. I got mine, don't worry about his. Get up,
get on up.
Stay on the scene,
get on up.
Like a sex machine,
get on up.
Get up,
get on up.
Get up,
get on up.
Should I take him to the bridge?
Go ahead.
Take him on to the bridge.
Take him to the bridge.
Can I take him to the bridge?
Yeah.
Take him to the bridge.
Yeah.
Hit me now. Come on. Stay on the scene. Like a sex machine. The way I like it is the way it is. I've got mine.
Dig it.
He's got his. Stay on the scene. Like a loving machine. Machine. Stay on the scene. I want to count it off one more time here.
Go ahead.
You want to hit it like you did on the top, fellas? Hit it like you did on the top. Hit it now. Get on up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get on up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a loving machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Taste.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Yeah, that is Sex Machine. That is James Brown. And you might be wondering why that is local, huh? I'm not hearing you, Jane. You got to turn your microphone on. Uh-oh. We're waiting for Jane. Well, let me tell you, while Jane's getting her microphone going on, James Brown, of course, the drummer, was Clyde Stubblefield, the funky drummer. And so we just heard a couple of tunes from James Brown with Clyde Stubblefield. And for the reason that Atwood Fest 2025 is coming up July 26th and 27th. And of course, that features the Clyde Stubblefield stage. That's our main stage at Atwood Fest every year. And we are kicking off this year with Rare Element. And they play a lot of Clyde Stubblefield classic songs and funk songs from that era. And we'll be going into the Big Payback after that, another funk band, followed by Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal, then Fat Function and VO5. We're going to be talking about Atwood Fest all night long. Atwoodfest.com is where you can go to see the full schedule and get more information. And Jane, are you there now? Oh, No, we're going to have to figure out what's going on with Jane's microphone in a few minutes. We have a great show coming up for you tonight. Tonight, Total Life Fitness, the owner and personal fitness trainer, Luke Briggs, he is in the studio tonight to tell us all about his fitness program, and it's a lot of fun. You're gonna enjoy hearing about it. Austin Galante, he is an actor, director, music producer from Madison. He's got a new movie coming out, and it's going to be premiering on June 7th in Sun Prairie. We'll hear about that. The Lair tonight, the Lord 5th, it's the duo. They are playing Atwood Fest as well. We're going to tell you about some of their upcoming shows and talk to them all night long, 8 to 9 p.m., and find out what they're all about. And then Marta Hansen, the piano gal, she's got a new video for her song, Bang Bang, and she has a mission as well. And we're going to hear what's going on with Marta Hansen, the piano gal, at 9:30. Lots of good stuff coming up tonight, so stick around. Right now, let's get back to the music. Like I said, the Big Payback, they're coming to Atwood Fest July 26th on the Clyde Stubblefield stage. And this is their song, Jackal in a Suit. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Stop. Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Friday nights are for fish fry at the Lazy Yolf Lounge. Enjoy baked or fried cod, deep fried bluegill and lake perch, warm bread out of the oven with some tasty side dishes. Plus, the Lazy Yolf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Yolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyYolfLounge.com. Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
When I wake in the morning and the sun is blowing, look into a sun blue sky, and I feel as high, and my feet are on fire, spirits rising higher and higher on a brand new day. Chase my
5. That is Soul Shiny Day. That's from their all-original album, Dance Originality. Of course, VO5 is going to be playing, headlining Atwood Fest on the Clyde Stubblefield stage, as usual, on July 26th. They will start at 8 p.m., and that is always one of the best times. I really call that a meta-community experience, because when you look around the crowd, while they're playing, everybody's dancing, everybody's happy. It's almost too amazing to believe.
It's a very unifying experience, like I have to say, being at one of their shows.
It know? Is.
Yeah.
They describe it as magical.
Oh, yeah. They're not wrong.
All right. Thanks, Jane. Well, tonight, we have right here in the studio, Luke Briggs. Luke Briggs spent 8 years as an in-person personal trainer at a boutique gym in the Madison area. And in 2020, Luke decided to branch out and start his own business, Total Life Fitness. And they have coached 900 members over the past 5 years in their mission to impact 10,000 lives by the year 2030. And here to tell us about how he plans to reach that goal is Total Life Fitness founder, Luke Briggs. Luke, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate you having me here.
Oh, man, I'm really glad to see you. You know, Madison is a foodie town, and there's so many choices and great restaurants. And do you eat out at restaurants?
That's a good question. To be honest, I don't eat out as much. However, I'd say it's less because of me being a fitness coach and more because of having young kids. So it's just like difficult to get out. But we just need to make time for it, my wife and I, with date nights. But, you know, when I go, we usually go to like so many different restaurants in Madison. There are a lot of really good.
Do you have a favorite?
Good question. I'll shout out. We know the owners of Sardine. They have very good food there.
So right on Lake Monona.
Yep, that's a great place. We love going there.
I haven't been there. I've heard about it, but I know their menu looks amazing. Luke, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, what is your background? How did you get started in fitness?
Yeah, thanks for asking. I actually might have an unconventional route to fitness. My degree is actually in journalism.
Really?
Used to be in newspapers. I used to work as a sports writer. So growing up, like from the time I was in kindergarten, I would watch SportsCenter, you know, at 6 years old, you know, for like hours on a weekend. So I always loved sports. And eventually I just, kind of decided with like nights and weekends in the newspaper industry wasn't really for me. And at the same time, I was kind of, I'd struggled with a lot of confidence growing up. So I was very shy, didn't really speak to a lot of people. And really, at the same time, had discovered fitness. I'd always been an athlete, like sports growing up, but fitness-wise, it really just helped me build confidence in myself, you know, kind of building muscle, building my body. So then what ended up happening was I just became so obsessed with it that I realized that like every waking moment I spent on the internet, like researching like how to build muscle, you know, how to eat healthy, you know, and all these things. And I ended up finally deciding like, hey, let's just go for it.
Wow. And how did you become a personal fitness coach at a boutique gym? What is a boutique gym?
Yeah, good question. So it is kind of a specialty gym. So essentially, like, there are your kind of your big box gyms where a lot of people go to them. This is one that's a little bit more niched. So we did more like a kind of one-on-one type personal training and group coaching. And I absolutely love my experience there and loved all the team members there. So it's really where you get to work with clients a little bit more intimately than you maybe would at like a big box gym.
I see. And what inspired you to become an entrepreneur and start Total Life Fitness?
Good question. I feel like it kind of started with, and if you had asked me, you know, 10, 15 years ago, if I'd be an entrepreneur, I told you you're crazy. But it ended up starting with like fitness was kind of my first transformation that I made in my life. And then it made me realize I was capable of more than I thought. And then kind of the next step after that was like, okay, well, now if I can do this fitness thing, why not try have my own business as well? So that kind of led naturally to the entrepreneur route from there.
Well, tell us about Total Life Fitness and your mission.
Yeah, thanks. So Total Life Fitness, basically summing it up, like, we specialize in helping parents and busy professionals who are, you know, generally like 40 plus, lose body fat, build muscle, have more energy without restrictive diets, you know, where you feel like you're okay, it's Monday, I have to go on a diet. Like, we're the opposite of that. And without, you know, having to spend hours in the gym, like, you know, we're not, a lot of people we work with, you know, aren't in their 20s anymore, like, or 30s anymore, and have, you know, so many commitments in their lives, yeah, right? Like kids, busy. You know, busy, you know, have kids, you know, running around to their practices, the Uber, you know, the taxi drivers every single night, and just need a different approach. And most importantly, a long-term approach where they're not just getting the short results, but also the long-term results, actually able to sustain not only weight loss, but just health habits as well.
Wow. And 10,000 people by 2030.
That's the goal. That's the commitment.
that's a lot of people. Tell us about the fitness program at Total Fitness. I mean, how does it work?
Yeah, so essentially we are an online coaching business, which pre-COVID, people were kind of like, what the heck is online? Right? They didn't really understand it. Now people somewhat understand it a little bit more. But even, you know, we live in the Madison area, but even though I'd say the majority of people we coach are in the southern Wisconsin area, essentially what we do is we specialize in giving people a little bit more flexibility. So we, instead of just like you go in your couple hours a week, you work with your personal trainer one-on-one for a couple hours, and then the other 166 hours a week, you're not working on anything. We really pride ourselves on helping people with all 168 hours of the week. You know, we're nutrition, we're lifestyle, we're workout. We really focus on what you're doing outside the gym as well to help transform your life. So really what we do is, like I said, we essentially help provide
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind the blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. That's never free. No one knows what it's like to feel these feelings like I do, and I blame you. No one bites back as hard. Please give me a blanket. Keep me warm. Let me wear your coat.
behind blue eyes.
In my hands, work is hard to find, but that don't get me down. Rosalinda understands. Crazy Latin dancing solo down in Herald Square. Oh, Havana, I've been searching for you everywhere. Everything to me. When she's all alone, she cries. I'd do anything to take away her tears, because they're Rosalinda's eyes. Señorita, don't be lonely, I will soon be there. For you everywhere. I got a chance to make it. It's time for me to take it. I'll return before the fire dies in Rosalinda's eyes. Puerto Rican band, union wages, wedding clothes. Hardly anyone has seen how good I am. Rosalinda says she knows. Crazy Latin dancing solo down in Herald Square. Searching for you everywhere. Though I'll never be there, I know what I would see there. I can always find my Cuban skies in Rosalinda's eyes. Okay.
Quite possibly my favorite Billy Joel non-hit track. That was Rosalinda's Eyes from his album 52nd Street. And before that, Behind Blue Eyes, a true classic from The Who, from their album Who's Next. Up next, we have a band that was really, really big in England, their home country. They had also a big following in Europe, and they were kind of a cult favorite here in the United States, got some college radio play. But I have to say, they have some very, very dramatic songs, including this next one, which it may not sound like it, but it's actually about nuclear holocaust, everyone. So duck and cover for Dancing with Tears in My Eyes from Ultravox.
Brown-eyed handsome man. Way back in history, 3,000 years. In fact, every ever since the world began. There's been a whole lot of good women shedding tears over a brown-eyed handsome man. A lot of trouble with a brown-eyed handsome man. She had the world in the palm of her hand. She lost both her arms in a wrestling match to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. She fought and won herself a brown-eyed handsome man. 2-3 the count, with nobody on, he hit a high fly into the stand. Round the third, he was headed for home. It was a brown-eyed handsome man that won the game. It was a brown-eyed handsome man.
Chuck Berry was indeed a brown-eyed handsome man himself. One of his early let's just say all of his early music were classics. I'm just going to say it. I'm not afraid. I will say it. Chuck Berry was a great musician. As a human being, but nobody's perfect.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
The Starbucks Summer Berry Refresher is officially back. Bold notes of raspberry, blueberry, and blackberry shaken with ice and poured over raspberry-flavored pearls. Try it with lemonade or coconut milk. Available for a limited time. Your Summer Berry Refresher is ready at Starbucks.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin. It is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided. We've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. An incident at an outside mall in Boulder, Colorado is being called terrorism by FBI Director Kash Patel, but local police say it is still too soon to call it that. Reports are people were set on fire with Molotov cocktails where demonstrators had gathered to call for the release of hostages who remain in Gaza. CBS News Colorado's Andrew Hobner is on the scene.
We did see a burn scar right in front of the Boulder Theater that was about 8 feet in length. We saw a couple of personal items, pairs of shoes and things that obviously stayed there just for the purpose of the investigation, and the police are going to have a lot of work to do ahead.
Interim Boulder Police Chief Steve Redfern.
I cannot confirm right now that this was targeted at a specific group of people. We understand that there's a lot of tensions right now and a lot of issues in the United States and everywhere. Once we have a clear motive,